neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Bigdei Kohanim. Bigdei Kohen Gadol is brought that Kohen Gadol had 8 pieces of clothing. Why? Because Gemara explains that every piece of clothing will mechaper the type of avonot that Am Yisrael committed through the year. It's good, no? Why? Why Bigdei Kohanim mechaper?
Why? Now,
Tumah attaches deeper than clothing. Halvai was a kash, was only clothing.
Hide behind the clothes, go with our
eyes. Exactly. So Yaakov Avinu alav shalom, when he entered in the tent of his Abba Yitzchak Avinu, Vayarach et begadav. So Yaakov Avinu had a very great pleasure from the clothing of Yaakov Avinu. No, Yitzchak had. Yitzchak had a great pleasure from clothing of Yaakov Avinu. So now, Midrash explains, you should not read it as Begadav, Ela Bogedav, Boged, Motemared. So Beged is the same otiyot, same letters as rebel. Make sense? Why does it make sense?
Doesn't make sense.
No. Beged is boged. That's why we see Adam HaRishon, when he committed the head, Hashem had to make clothing for them. So what does it mean? First of all, you should know that sometimes people say, it's hard for me to change. So now here, people, like let's say somebody comes to you and says, your tie doesn't match your jacket. What do you say? You say?
Yeah.
Say, who are you to tell me? Exactly, yeah. No, but if you're chacham, you go right away, change it, no? Yes? I mean, just imagine it's your wife. So you cannot say no.
You run and change it.
So now here, so we see why boget, motemaret, and beget is the same thing, because it should be as easy as changing your clothing. Good? So now, back to Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol would wear this clothing, l'chaper, avonot Am Yisrael, every piece of clothing. So now, he says, l'chavod or tifaret. What does l'chavod mean? Kavod. Kavod, what does kavod mean?
Honor.
Honor, respect. What does tifaret mean?
Glory.
Very nice. So now, let's say, you want to tell somebody to not do something. How do you tell him?
Don't do it.
Don't do it. He listens?
No.
Sometimes. So let's say it's a better way.
Be flattered.
How?
You tell him how much you love them and with them.
How do you say it?
There's so many ways.
Like my dear, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Persian is Aray Muhtaram.
But put it through the story, tell them it's better.
Story? Because they're going to think you tell them stories. Like back to Aray Muhtaram. Why they tell them Aray Muhtaram?
Giving respect.
Why?
You know why.
Because Aray Muhtaram, he would not do wrong thing. They said, tell them, don't look that way. You look this way. Because it's not permitted to look that way, right? Yes? You have to look this way. So you tell them, Aray Muhtaram. Why? Because it's not your respect. So that means it's above you. What you're doing is not in your respect. So here, Kohen Gadol, when you wear the clothing, this is Lechavot. What does Lechavot mean? Why did you do such a thing? You're not a kid. You're an adult. You're 70 years old. You're a grandfather. You should not do this. So now, if you don't have kavod for yourself, so then you do anything you want, right? Make sense? So that means When you don't appreciate yourself, when you don't have respect for yourself, you say anything, you do anything, you go anywhere, and you act any way you like. So what does tifaret means? What does tifaret mean? No, that was kabod. L'chabod, now l'tifaret. Let me ask you this. You hear door, somebody knocking at your door. You open the door?
No, first you ask who's coming, who's out there.
Fine, you see the neighbor. Now what do you do?
Another one.
Does it matter if you're wearing a suit or pyjama?
Yes.
Why?
Because they're impressing you.
Because? I don't want neighbors to see me with the pyjama. But if your family sees you with the pyjama, it's okay. Eh? What is that? How does that work?
Because your family likes you anyway, so you don't need to impress them.
Because you don't care about your family.
No? You are more accustomed to your family. You're closer to your family.
Why do you have respect more for the neighbor than the family?
Because the neighbor doesn't do
it. Is that true? No?
Not true.
So why you say don't open the door so till I change?
Because
it's stranger. Totally different from somebody we live with.
So I know, but he should not have as respect as the neighbor.
Of course we do. A change of clothing doesn't necessarily mean the respect.
So what does it matter if you go somewhere with a papillon? Or with a tie? Or with a t-shirt? Or the pants that is not long enough. Why? Because when you respect somebody, so then your appearance changes. No? Why not?
Yes, why not?
So that's what the whole point of the Torah Mishnah is teaching us. Lechavod u'tifaret. Lechavod u'tifaret means Ribono Sholam, Shabbat Sholam says, this is my house. You have to respect my place. You go home, wear any way you like. But here, the glory, the tifaret, is the way you show your appearance. But if you don't have respect for my place, you act any way you like. You look any way you like. You say whatever you want. But here, the whole message here is that if you don't have respect for yourself, so you do anything you like. You play with anything you want. You say anything. You look anywhere you like, but you're not permitted to. But why are you doing it? Because you don't know your value. You don't know your worth. And then we have to be very conscious that Chas v'Shalom, you don't take advantage of the place that we're at. Why? Because I might do many things at my house, my work. But you don't do the same thing if you're at premises of other people. For example, a mother took her kid to the psychologist. So the mother said, I don't know what to do with the kid. He doesn't behave. But one thing, when we go to the uncle, they behave so well. They are angels. So the psychologist told them, aren't you? No? Don't you behave when you go to the uncle then at home? Why?
Because you have to give them more respect.
You give the uncle more respect? Why?
Tradition, I guess.
The point here is, it's not that you give more respect to the uncle. You want more respect from the uncle. It's not that you're respecting the uncle. You want that the uncle would think that you're a good person. But you don't need to get respect from somebody that already knows you, because he already knows you. So what?
With Hashem, we should be so comfortable because he knows us.
Exactly. That's the whole point here. Ibn Shalom says that I know what you're all about. I know. But you cannot take advantage of the circumstances. You have to have kabod and also tiferet. Kabod for yourself and tiferet for the premises that you're at. Why? Because that shows that you have respect for yourself. But if the kid just mishtolel, runs around, why? Because he doesn't know. He doesn't know over there. But you're not a kid. And you're not supposed to act like a kid.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.